Visit a park in the city of South Pasadena in Los Angeles County, California, and if you're fortunate, you might encounter a man and his pet pig. The man is Ian Marshall, and the pig is a pot-bellied pig called Ollie, who is 7 years old, about 120 pounds, and whose favorite food are chocolate-covered almonds. Ian will introduce you to Ollie and invite you to take photos with him, and then he'll talk to you about the thing that he is most passionate about, veganism. We began by asking him what being vegan meant.
Veganism and plant-based can be confused. Eating plant-based is when people don't eat meat, dairy, and eggs. Veganism is more of a lifestyle. It's when not only do we not eat meat, dairy, and eggs and honey, we also are opposed to any kind of animal exploitation, any kind of animal products such as leather or fur. Typically, a vegan won't go to a zoo. They're definitely not going to be going to a circus.
Veganism has prompted a backlash. Some people argue that since animals eat animals, that we should eat them too. Marshall says that this is a misconception.
We are not naturally carnivores. I would say that some animals, like hyenas, like tigers, they will hunt and kill animals and eat their flesh uncooked. And then if we look at omnivores, of course, you know, eat animals and plants. However, if we look at the human body, we are actually designed to be herbivores. If you look at our intestinal tract, for example, it's extremely long, and the intestinal tract is rigid, which is used to break down the plant-based fibers. If you compare that to a carnivore's, carnivores have very short and smooth intestinal tract, which doesn't absorb cholesterol like ours does. If you also look at our fingernails, we have very short, blunt fingernails rather than claws, which are used to rip apart flesh. There are so many aspects to the human body that show that we are actually designed to be herbivores.
So what about dairy products and eggs?
I was a vegetarian for several years because I felt while I was a vegetarian that my diet didn't contribute to the slaughter of animals. I believe that, well, animals weren't dying. I mean, chickens lay eggs and cows give us milk. But the more that I found online, the more videos I watched, the more articles I read, the more I realized that there is a substantial amount of death and suffering in the dairy and egg industry, particularly. For example, dairy cows are to start artificially inseminated, oftentimes by a steel rod or a human fist. And 9 months later, just like humans, they give birth to their babies. Their babies are taken away from them, typically within 24 to 36 hours. So that's a very stressful event for the mothers as well as for the calves. If the calves are males, then the dairy farmers will sell them to the veal industry. If they are females, then unfortunately for that cow, they will be brought up into that life of being impregnated, milked, and their babies taken away from them. And typically a dairy cow goes through that several times in her life.
But do vegans really get all the nutrition they need?
Any diet that is not balanced may be nutritionally deficient. Just because someone is vegan doesn't mean they're going to be healthy, and vice versa, of course. I believe that some vegans lack some types of nutrients, particularly B12 and iron, and some vegans do lack protein. However, it definitely takes some effort and some knowledge to have a well-balanced diet as a vegan, just like it does if someone is eating meat.
We then asked him about the environmental impact of a non-vegan diet.
Eating meat, dairy, and eggs is substantially stressful on the environment. And the reason is because raising animals takes a substantial amount of resources. The farmers have to grow typically genetically modified soybeans and corn to feed to the animals. And for the amount of grains and other plant-based foods that they feed to those animals, it's very inefficient. They also have to put in a lot of water, not just to give to the animals, but also to clean the facilities. Another reason that animal agriculture is bad for the environment is that it is causing a substantial amount of species extinction. We see that in Brazil, where they're chopping down rainforests to clear space for the cattle grazing. They're chopping down rainforest to make room so that they can grow genetically modified soybeans and corn.
And as we now know, animals kept in captive conditions can develop viruses and diseases and transmit them to us.
We know that COVID-19 came from animals. It was transmitted from an animal. At the time, they were saying a bat or a pangolin, but ultimately COVID-19 did come from the exploitation of animals. Keeping animals in a confined space in dirty conditions with the intent of slaughtering them and eating them. And so we've seen this before with other pandemics. And so if we stop exploiting animals, then we are substantially less likely to have to deal with something like this again.